Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the fourth chapter of St. John, the 49th and 50th verses. The official said to Jesus, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." Jesus, the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went his way. I'm sure that all of us are familiar with our Lord's first miracle of turning water into wine at the wedding in the city of Cana in Galilee. In today's gospel, we hear about another miracle in the city of Cana of Galilee, perhaps two miracles, and this is what happened. An official in the city of Capernaum, which is roughly 20 miles from Cana, was in great distress. His son was at the point of death. This official had no doubt heard about Jesus, his teaching, his miracles. And now he hears that Jesus is in the neighborhood. Well, actually, about 20 miles away. But that distance is nothing to this poor father of this dying boy. And so he travels the 20 miles to Cana, to Jesus, and asked him to come down and heal the boy before he dies. Jesus answers, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." And as it was with the official, so it is with so many people then and now, and all through the ages. Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. But what does the nobleman answer? Does he give up? Does he despair? No, he asks again, "Sir, come down before my child dies." In these words, we can hear the pain and the misery in this official's heart. For what can be worse for a parent than to be facing the death of a child? Jesus replies, "Go your way, your son lives." And St. John tells us, so the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and he went his way. And this is the first miracle in this gospel reading, the first of two. The first miracle is the miracle of faith. And it was the word of Jesus which kindled this faith in his heart. And as with that official, so with us. For as we learn to say in the Catechism, "I believe that I cannot, by my own understanding or effort, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, called me by that word of good news, which shows me Jesus as my Savior." So the first miracle in this visit of Jesus to Cana is the miracle of faith in the heart of the official. The second miracle is the healing of the nobleman's son. For as the official approaches his home in Capernaum, his servants met him with the words, "Your son lives." Jesus had said to the official, "Your son lives." And now the official's servants tell him, "Your son lives." And when the official asked them when the boy got better, the servants reply, "Yesterday, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon." And the nobleman remembered that that was about the time when Jesus had spoken the word of healing. That official had gone home with, as someone has said, only a word in his pocket, only a word in his pocket. But it was the word of Jesus, who is himself the word of God, the word of the heavenly Father. Through our words, we express the thoughts of our minds and our hearts. And so Jesus, as the Word of God, expresses the thoughts of God toward us. And there we find that the heart of God is that of a Father who loved us enough to send his Son to die on the cross, that we might be pardoned for all our doubts, for all our unbelief, for all our anger with God, for all our resentments, for all our little faith. All of this pardoned, all of this cleansed through the sacrifice of the cross and the waters of baptism. You and I all know that there are times when it seems as if our prayers have not been heard, just as that official received the stern rebuke, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." But he did finally believe the word of Jesus and held fast to it. Your son lives. God can always do miracles, but he normally works in our lives in a much more hidden and mysterious way. We do not always easily see his guiding hand, his truly loving heart, which desires only our good. And it is in those times, like the man who went home with only a word in his pocket, that we must cling to Jesus' word, his clear word of mercy declared in baptism, renewed in absolution, and sealed with his body and blood in the holy sacrament of the altar. And we can with confident hearts look forward to that day when, in the resurrection of the body, all our prayers for healing will be answered wonderfully. And so to him who is the Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father of all.